And now we'd like to remember a funk legend. Leroy Bonner died last weekend at the age of 69. Best known as the frontman for the Ohio Players, Sugarfoot as he was called, joined the band in 1964 as guitarist, songwriter, and eventually lead singer. He was the eldest of 14 kids, and he was a self-taught musician who never went to high school. Scholar Scott Brown of UCLA spent time with the late musician when he was researching a book about funk music with roots in Ohio.
For all of the largesse of his personality on stage and as a character and as a musician, if you met him one-on-one, he was a very quiet, thoughtful, reflective, and very philosophical person.
Professor Brown says Sugarfoot redefined funk by bringing a country blues sensibility.
Sugar has that understanding of tone. He has a tone that you know that Sugarfoot when he's singing. There's a soulfulness there. All of the kind of anguish and satire of the blues vocalist is in Sugar's voice.
The Ohio Players thrived in the 1970s, producing 7 top 40 hits with their distinctive brand of funk and soul. And while they never won a Grammy for their music, the Ohio Players took one home for Best Album Package in 1976 for the album Honey, which, like many of their other covers, featured provocative images of African-American women. Ricky Vincent, author of Funk, The Music, The People, and The Rhythm of the One, says Sugarfoot's contribution to funk was unparalleled, including his distinctive style.
Sugarfoot was a mind blower because he had the little sparkle in his teeth, and then he had this amazing double neck guitar, and then he had this afro that was kind of permed and laid off to the side a little bit. And so he was in a sort of a permanent lean when you checked him out. And so you just knew this was, you know, the player among the players.
Here's a clip of an interview that he did with Houston DJ Mad Hatta on his own musical legacy.
To make music that lasts is more important than making a hit that just goes out there and ends up nobody remembering you no more in life. To be immortal is my desire.
Leroy Sugarfoot Bonner of the Ohio Players, he died last weekend at the age of 69.
You know what I think heaven is? Mm-hmm. I think heaven is you. You know that?
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bridget Armstrong, Freddie Boswell, Bridget Deshagas, Andrew Limbong, Sinaj Meshkinpour, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasha, Chiquita Pascal, and Amy Ta. Our intern is Matt Reeves. Our editor is Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Neil Tevault, with audio engineers Sean Phillips, Kurt Stalniker, and Brian Jarbo. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. Our senior editors are Ann Hawk and Alicia Montgomery. Our acting executive producer is Carlene Watson. Remember to tell us more. Please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The handle is @TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow. A glass of lemonade.